In the shadow of the coal mine explosion that killed 29 workers on April 5th, local residents and their allies have scored a victory against the indifference of big coal companies and government. Marsh Fork Elementary School was built in West Virginia's bucolic Coal River Valley in the 1940s. But decades later, Massey Energy surrounded the school with a coal processing plant, a coal slurry impoundment, and a mountaintop removal mining operation. Massey is the same company that owns the Upper Big Branch mine where the deadly explosion took place in April. For years, local residents, joined by celebrities like actor Daryl Hannah and climate scientist James Hansen, protested outside the school, demanding that the students be moved. Their call fell on deaf ears until an agreement was worked out in mid-May that pools funding from the state of West Virginia, Raleigh County, Massey Energy, and the Annenberg Foundation. A new school will now be built in a different location, with groundbreaking at the new site scheduled for next year. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Ed Wiley, a local resident whose granddaughter attended the school and was often sick. In 2006, he walked from Charleston, West Virginia, to Washington, D.C., to raise awareness and meet with West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, whom he asked for help to build a new school. Here, Wiley describes the situation the students confronted and explains how victory was won.
Many problems there. You've got the processing plant, you've got the dam, you have the mountaintop removal site, we have the silo issue, which is directly behind the school. They're waiting to build a second silo. The silo has a belt line that comes from a plant. You have a lot of coal dust, and dust falls off this belt line. As they're loading the train, in the wintertime, they put antifreeze in the bottom of the train cars. It leaks out as it's going down the tracks into our water system. Once the coal is being loaded onto the train and comes out of the silo, they have a binding agent they spray on top. This is a CTS-100 binder. It causes respiratory problems, a lot of breathing problems, asthma. It will cause kidney and liver failures, and it will cause cancer. There's been traces of it found at the school. The list actually goes on and on of the problems there at this school and site.
Ed Wiley, in 2006, you walked almost 500 miles from Charleston to Washington, D.C., to ask West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd to help the community get a new school. Do you think he helped your cause?
I figured, well, if anybody could help me without hurting their reputation, without hurting their politics, without, you know, worrying about rocking the boat a little bit, Senator Byrd could. And so he did promise me that he would turn over every stone and help me find the money. He has done nothing. It's sad that he didn't help. He's made a couple statements that helped, but not to the extent that it should have helped. You know, what's a statement? Well, finally got a statement. Now back your statement up. I feel that he could have done more for the issue, and there's still a lot more he can still do for the issue.
You know, I was actually visiting you last fall when the Raleigh County School Board finally decided to ask the State Board of Education to provide the funds to build a new school at Marsh Fork. And the school was one of many in the state that were listed for funding, but then the total was millions more than the state had available, so they cut Marsh Fork's allotment from $6 million to $4 million. How did that get resolved so that you are going to be able to build the school?
Number one, Marsh Fork should have been put at the top of the board. Got their money first, no questions asked for the shape that it's in. To start cutting $2 million from this project, you know, out the six and a half, it was sad. So when we left out of there, that was their final say, was that we're pulling $2 million off of Marsh Fork, and, you know, the county and the coal company comes up with it, or you get nothing. So I was sick at that point. I was very upset. But I was more sick to watch that political circus go on. Actually, through the 31st thing with Daryl Hannah, a man named Jerry that was handling Daryl was in this valley at this time. He's been here a couple of times. So when he went back, he was in California. We had the mining accident, and he just happened to be with Charlie Annenberg, and they seen this mining accident here in West Virginia in California. And Charlie Annenberg was talking to Jerry, and Jerry says, well, I just come from there. Right there where all that press is where all this big hassle is over this school. So they seen, you know, the accident happen, and Charlie Annenberg did, and he wanted to come to West Virginia and see for himself and see the school and see what he can do. So he came, and actually He wanted to help everybody. He wanted to make this a neutral thing. So he learned what the state school board authority did to Marsh Fork by pulling the $2 million, and we possibly may not get the money at all. Charlie was just sent from heaven. That's all he was to it. He was a blessing that come from heaven. That's just all I can say. So he come and he talked to the governor and they worked this out, and Charlie actually gave the $2 million to the community as a gift. You know, as the miners passed away, that was some of it, and actually to help this community. He sees that there's nothing from Whitesville to Glen Daniels. He wants to help build this community back, get it back on its feet, and this is what he does, and he brought it from his heart, and he stepped up to the plate, and he gave us the $2 million for the school. We're talking 14 months the school is going to be built, and at this time we're looking for people to help make his school green. The state school board in the county is working with us. They want it to be a green school. We need it on paper that we can get the solar and the windmills in there. The solar would be a huge thing.
Well, congratulations on your hard-won victory.
Well, it just wasn't me. It just wasn't a couple people in this community. There was so many people around the nation, environmental groups. We owe them so much. Just plain folks around the nation, all the school children from New York and different parts of the United States have sent money. People across seas have called and sent money and tried to give their input and tried to help us. A big network of people out there from young and old to all ages has tried to help us and did help us with this issue, and we thank all these people from the bottom of our hearts.
That was Ed Wiley, an activist from Rock Creek, West Virginia. For more information on local efforts to stop coal operations from destroying communities, contact Coal River Mountain Watch at area code 304-854-2182 or visit their website at crmw.net. We'll be right back.